Heavenly Father, as we enter this Holy Week, we ask you to send the Holy Spirit to open our minds and our hearts evermore to the amazing love that you showed us in giving us your Son and him freely laying down his life for the atonement of our sins so that we could have a whole new way of life. And we just ask you to clear away any distractions we have in our hearts and minds that we can really fully enter into the beauty of this week and pass through his death into the joy of his resurrection. And we ask you to bless everybody who is not able to attend our Triduum services because of the remaining restrictions of the COVID-19, that we can join together in the power of the Holy Spirit as one body in Christ and celebrate this amazing love. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. So a few years ago, the Archdiocese sent me away for some classes. And there were four semesters in these courses that I was taking. And in the last semester, something very amazing happened where the Lord broke through and provided me with an incredible healing, something I never would have anticipated. And I was totally overwhelmed by this experience and by the depths of his love. And I even took it upon myself to write a letter to Archbishop Sarton, which I rarely do, write letters, and just thanked him for sending me to the classes and just said, you know, I'm feeling overwhelmed by the goodness of God. I can get used to this. And he wrote back and said he understood what I was talking about. And so I offer that to you tonight as a prelude to our upcoming celebrations of Holy Week, because I hope you too will be overwhelmed by the love of God as we celebrate this Holy Week, because God spared no expense to redeem us and bring us into his family and offers us life and life in abundance. And I'm so personally grateful that this Holy Week is different than last year's. I think last year there were two or three of us, maybe five at the most, gathered in the church doing the celebrations because of the COVID restrictions and everything. And it just felt so weird and strange and just, you know, like, wow, I'm just feeling a real loss here because I'm not able to celebrate with my brothers and sisters like we normally do. And so we thank God that we've made it through this whole year, and now it seems like that we're getting towards the end of the tunnel. We have to be careful that we don't let our guard down and do stupid things that are going to, you know, perpetuate the virus and let it spread even more. So we still have to hold on and not, you know, think that we've heard the final round, because we haven't yet. But we thank God that we're able to be here tonight to celebrate Palm Sunday and that we're able to have our Holy Week celebrations. We're having tremendous problems technologically tonight. And, you know, at some point you just have to let go and say, you know what, Lord, it is what it is, and that's all that it is, and I can't run down to the computer and fix anything and everything. But we learn from our mistakes, and so tomorrow at 10:30, if you're watching tonight, and we will have a little different experience for you, maybe. But I spent all day trying to get the graphics done and the readings, because there are a lot of readings for Holy Week and everything, and so I'm working on that. But we want to make sure that if you can't be with us here in the church, you can at least join us virtually. So I'm stubborn when it comes to technology. I'm like a bulldog, like, don't mess with me. I'm going to fix this, and I don't care if I get 3 hours of sleep, I'm going to fix this. Perseverance, right? But I pray that you all have a most blessed and joyful Holy Week, and be overwhelmed by the goodness of God. You know, because I certainly was at that time, and reading the Passion tonight, just thinking about what the Lord did for us, even though sometimes we're so unresponsive and ungrateful, he still presses in and loves us and offers us a whole new way of life. And not just for us, but for the whole world as well. So I really want us to all intensify our prayers for the mission of the church during this week, that we not think that everyone understands what we're reading today and what we're celebrating. Actually, they don't. You know, I was just doing a retreat for the confirmation students here today, and we had a whole session about accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and they typed out a little prayer in Spanish for the kids, and I just nailed them and said, you know, this isn't something your parents can do for you. You have to do this for yourself. You have to open the door of your heart and invite him to come in, and he'll change your life. I guarantee it. I can tell you on my own experience when I was 17 and I did that, that my life just went off in a whole different direction. And it's been filled with blessings. I mean, there's some difficulties along the way, but the blessings far outweigh the difficulties, right? And so pray for our young people who are preparing for confirmation. Pray for all of our men and women who are going to be initiated on the Easter Vigil and be baptized and brought into the church and receive the sacraments of initiation. This is a time for us to open our hearts, to prepare, to celebrate, and to rejoice in the goodness of our God who saw fit to save us by sending his only begotten Son to take on the cross. Heavenly Father, we just ask once again that you would open our minds and our hearts to have a beautiful Holy Week. And we pray for all of our brothers and sisters throughout the world who are celebrating with us as the body of Christ, especially those who don't enjoy religious freedom or perhaps can't gather together because of the COVID restrictions or other situations. We can still be of one mind and one heart through the grace of your Holy Spirit. So bless us and open our hearts to the joy of an amazing Easter, but first we have to go through the Passion so that we can be conformed to his sufferings and death so as to share in the joy of his resurrection. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.